Create Photography, this is Daniel Sieg. In today's episode, I'd like to cover the topic of repetition in photography. So in today's episode, I'd like to cover the topic of repetition and how we could use repetition in our photography. And speaking of repetition, I also will give a brief update on the podcast and what I want to do with it going forward, at least what's the plan. So we'll talk about that at the end of this episode. This particular episode has been inspired by the music of Brian Eno. An album which is called Ambient One, Music for Airports. It was an album that was released in 1978 and is considered to be a landmark album in ambient and electronic music. If you're not familiar with it, I actually highly recommend you check it out. Even if you don't like electronic music, it's actually really cool. Well, in fact, a lot of this was done with tape. I actually found a blog post about how Brian Eno created this album, which happens to have some very cool loops you can play on the website, and you can play around with that. And I will link to that site in the show notes. It's at reverbmachine.com. And we'll also link to the record that I just mentioned by Brian Eno. The album has been or was a continuation of Eno's experimentation with a tape machine as a compositional tool, as well as his exploration of generative music, music basically created by systems. As a side note, I'm actually currently experimenting with generative ambient music myself in the form of modular synthesis. But anyway, let's get back to Brian Eno and his use of the echo or tape machine. Echo in music is basically a repeating pattern of a sequence of notes or single notes over a certain period. Nowadays, there are echo and delay effects that can create a wide variety of repeating patterns. But this is only just one example of how repetition is used in music. I'm sure you're aware, either consciously or unconsciously, that repetition is actually very common in music, beyond just using echo or delay effects. Think about many of the contemporary or traditional songs, you know, verses repeat, lyrics repeat, musical phrases repeat, rhythms repeat, notes and patterns repeat. So how does all this talk about repetition and repetition itself in music relate to photography? Or maybe a better question would be, is there a way in which we can use repetition or echoes creatively in photography? I would say there's definitely a way to do this, and so let's explore this some more. I have come up with five things on how we can potentially use repetition or echoing in our photography. Number one, repetition of patterns in our compositions. Repetition of patterns is actually a quite common compositional technique. And if you're paying attention to patterns in either man-made or nature-made compositions, you can perhaps try to see those and eventually create photographs to really highlight those repeating patterns. So let's think about perhaps a boulevard that has trees of often similar size on each side, and depending on the perspective of your viewpoint and your camera, you can create a compelling composition leveraging the repeating pattern of those trees. Perhaps combine this with including some human element or an interesting light, and you have perhaps a compelling photograph. You can use repeating patterns of pedestrian crossing stripes, architectural elements, windows or other elements, repeating patterns of other nature elements like sand dunes or flowers to create interesting and perhaps compelling compositions. Of course, all this depends on the eventual story of your image and what you want to say with your imagery. So this is just, you know, potentially one element of interest. It could be the main story of your photograph, but it may not be. But I think it's just a way of maybe thinking about repetition in your photographs more consciously. So what are other ways of repeating things in photographs and using this creatively? So number two would be repetition of colors. Repetition of colors or echoing of colors is another way to create more interest in your images. For example, let's just assume you're doing some street photography and perhaps there is an overall fairly gray scene, but you have a red car and perhaps also somebody with a red coat or umbrella walking by. It sounds a little cliche, but it's just an example. Perhaps there is a way to capture this repetition of color, in this example red, to create interest and let the viewer kind of wander around the image and, you know, also bring kind of a focus to a couple of the elements you want to maybe tell the story about. So keep in mind that even a single repetition is still a repetition. So we do not need like multiple echoes. So it's really a single repetition certainly would work. Of course, we can also combine, for example, one and two. So repetition of patterns and repetition of colors. And of course, the possibilities here are endless. Number three, repetition of shapes. Repetition of shapes is another interesting technique. I personally love photographing certain shapes and perhaps also their interplay. Shapes like patterns can be created in nature and of course also in man-made, human-made structures. Architecture comes to mind. Often repetition of shapes lends itself to black and white photography and thus de-emphasizing or eliminating color and just really focusing on the shapes and or patterns and letting us as the viewers focus on the shapes and their interplay. But of course, there's no rule around that either, as always. This is just something, you know, that might be helpful if you want to emphasize the shapes and de-emphasize, for example, the color information. So perhaps if you're carefully observing a scene, maybe you all of a sudden see round elements that repeat themselves. Maybe those elements create an interesting juxtaposition. Or you may see triangles in a nature scene and maybe, you know, focus your composition around that and emphasizing that. I think all these types of compositional ideas may require us to work the composition a little bit, so it may not be an immediately obvious thing. If the intent is to bring out this repetition as part of our composition, of course. Or in other words, to make that, you know, that aspect of the composition and the story more clear. Number four, repetition of similar compositions over a series of images. So now we're talking about, you know, using repetition across a small body of work or a small project, for example. So that's another way how we can use repetition. One that I actually like quite a bit. For example, we could take photographs of different chairs. Perhaps there are chairs randomly placed in a spot they don't belong. And maybe we'll find, you know, three such compositions. We take three different images over a period of time. And then perhaps if we really like those images, we can print them out and create a triptych or triptychon, perhaps as a wall print, with those three different single images, and now they kind of really have some sort of a cohesion. And it's a relatively easy way to create an interesting piece of art, I think. We could do a project that deals with repetition echoing. For example, perhaps we are photographing things in yellow tones that relate to a story we want to tell. Perhaps the yellow can be found in clothing, and now we are capturing a similar color, yellow, a similar item, clothing, and a similar story, perhaps people working in construction. And with that kind of repetition creates some sort of a cohesion again in our project. Again, these are just examples, you know, somewhat imaginary, but this type of technique can be applied to a small project, a book project, a zine, a social media feed, or your website portfolio. Number five, we can use slow shutter speeds to have the moving object repeated, kind of almost echoing across the image. So that this can be, you know, depends really on the movement of that particular object. This could also involve multiple exposure techniques. This is perhaps a little bit more esoteric, but it's just another example of how we can use repetition by creating, you know, those echoing images, so to say, and maybe create the illusion of movement in our images. Imagine perhaps a person you photograph, perhaps you take a series of images in high-speed mode and overlay those later in Photoshop. I mean, that's a way to kind of show that movement, and so forth. But let's get back to the beginning and music. We talked about how echoes or repetition is common in music, and we talked about five ways on how repetition can be applied to photography. Music does often not only have repetition, it also has rhythm. Now, the question becomes, does photography have rhythm? And I think it can, actually. So we can, for example, work on repeating patterns rhythmically. They can be out of rhythm, but they can also be in rhythm. Rhythms can be progressive, so things can become faster, or if we talk about dimensions, closer. Or they can be completely random, like randomized electronic rhythms, for example. Rhythms can be regular or irregular, or combinations of thereof. So what's kind of interesting about the word rhythm, it doesn't always necessarily imply the rhythm is regular. There's just some sort of a rhythm, an interval between the individual pieces. This is perhaps something difficult to conceptualize and something we should not overthink too much, but I like analogies between photography and other art forms, and I think there's a lot to learn from other art forms and maybe a lot of inspiration to draw from other art forms. So like repetition, we can think of using rhythm in our photographs as well. For example, we can have multiple similar looking trees in an image in a repeating pattern that is either very regular or highly irregular. In both cases, I would argue we have repetition. And in one case, we have a regular rhythm, and in one case, we have an irregular or random rhythm, perhaps even. This may all sound very abstract, but as always, I think we should not overthink these concepts or ideas, but I do think it's fun to think about it a little bit and perhaps use it as an idea or concept for inspiration for the next photograph or next project. Before wrapping up this episode, I'd like to make a quick announcement and give you an update. First of all, I'm very, very grateful to you, the listeners, for listening to this podcast that's now basically a year old. And really also for anybody who's actually supporting the podcast, either by just listening to it or even financially supporting it. I love producing these podcasts, and the many conversations I've had have been invaluable to me, hopefully interesting to you, and hopefully also inspiring and or educational. I learned a ton doing both interviews, but also preparing for my solo podcasts. And I think the joy of learning keeps me motivated to continue producing episodes. I think this episode about repetition is fitting to talk about the frequency or repetition of production. I thought about this quite a bit and decided that I will switch to a likely monthly production schedule. So right now I've been doing these weekly. And while I would prefer to do the weekly production in a perfect world, I'm simply too busy at work and personally to keep the weekly schedule up without, you know, getting into a stress mode. So I plan to continue on with hopefully more relaxed monthly release schedule going forward. I think at the moment that just makes more sense to me and feels like the right decision. Maybe I'll change that later again, so that's certainly nothing final, but I just wanted to mention that to the listeners, and again, thanks so much for listening, and talk to you next time.